Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So we are on the phone with Dan Kaplan of the Sports Business Journal. You cover a lot of NFL teams, and especially in the business side of things, Dan. How do NFL teams or ownership go about vetting potential new owners? And I ask you that in the context of what I explained to you before we started this interview. Michael Cohen and President Trump have been mentioned in a New York Times story about the Deutsche Bank, about the president inflating his net worth. So how do NFL teams go about vetting potential new owners?
Well, it often begins with the investment bank that a potential seller, a team selling, has hired. It also starts at the league office, which has a vast array of financial executives who will look at this material and pre-vet owners. Donald Trump, they had looked at, they were aware of. There had been rumors at that time that the Bills were for sale, that his net worth was not as high as he was promoting. So this was not something that is coming out of left field. It's just hard evidence of it. So there's investment bankers involved. There's executives at the league office. It's not something that someone can just walk in the door and say, I'm worth $10 billion. I'm going to buy the team, and then behind their back do a highly leveraged loan to get the proceeds.
So also, it's not like they also have to just convince, say, Roger Goodell that, oh yeah, I have $8.7 billion to my name. It's not just Goodell who's looking at it. It's a bunch of different people.
In fact, Goodell probably doesn't even, I don't want to say that's beneath him, but it's not something that he would work on directly. He has a team of executives at the NFL who would go through that, and the investment bank hired by a team would obviously, in conjunction with the NFL, be going through that. The league is looking for someone that's very cash flow positive, not someone who has a lot of assets tied up in real estate. So even if Trump had not inflated his asset value, as Michael Cohen alleges, there still would have been issues because so much of his asset value is illiquid. In other words, it's tied up in real estate that would have to have been, some of which would have had to have been sold to fund the transaction.
Do you think it's common for any owner, even if it's a current owner or a potential owner, to inflate their net worth just to appear more attractive for other projects, for, say, current owners going outside the NFL or potential owners wanting to come into the NFL? Is it common for them to inflate their net worth?
Well, you hear rumors about it. In the Panthers process, we heard rumors about it with several of the prospective buyers. But usually only someone that's tremendously cash flow positive is going to come out on top when it comes to an NFL team or an NBA team or a Major League Baseball team, for example, because there is such a thorough, rigorous vetting by the league offices here. But it's not a first. If you're asking me, with Donald Trump and trying to artificially boost his asset profile.
So in this case, where in the Time story that I had mentioned, Deutsche Bank apparently reached a similar conclusion about Trump exaggerating the wealth that he had. So if you have, you know, President Trump saying that, okay, I'm worth $8.7 billion. I've also got Deutsche Bank also saying I have $8.7 billion. Do you think that does a little bit more convincing to NFL teams that, hey, this is a person that could own a team? Or do you think that it still would go through the vetting process and they would find out, okay, he's not really worth that much?
They would drill down, and if they reached different conclusions from Deutsche Bank, and they would recognize that Deutsche Bank had this tight personal relationship with Donald Trump that may have skewed their focus here, which appears to have been the case. So, the leagues will take a very hard look at asset value. Many years ago, the NFL turned away Howard Milstein as an owner of the Washington Redskins, not because they didn't believe his asset value, but because It was so tied up in real estate, and they saw that as illiquid. So the blessing of a bank helps, but it's not the only thing.
So, and the last question that I wanted to ask you is in related to the story from the NHL from the 90s, John Spano. I'm sure you've heard that story before.
He
basically hustled his way to nearly buy the Islanders. How much more wary do you think teams and leagues are after that specific incident from the 90s?
Well, that was obviously a huge red flag, and a lot of what I've discussed in terms of the vetting processes for the various leagues, having financial executives and investment bankers go through these, and the size of the transactions, that's all changed since the Spanos debacle, for lack of a better term. It's interesting history, but I think it just could not happen again.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.